Thank you for that powerful Bible reading. Good morning, my name's Steve, and I have the privilege of sharing with you thoughts from the cross of Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God. Have you ever needed to give a peace offering to someone? Now, Katrina knows I'm very, very good at this. I do it a lot. I need to do it a lot because I do things, silly things. Sometimes I say things, silly things. Sometimes I just forget. That's a good one. I forget a lot. And so I need to make a peace offering, just maybe something small, just a little thought that, you know, I've stuffed up and I want to make things right. So peace offering could be chocolates, it could be flowers, not that she's seen many of flowers at the moment, but I'm really good at making cups of tea. Cups of tea are really good to get you on the inside, but it's just the small thing to make you acknowledge the fact that something has happened and you need to make it right. The relationship needs to be fixed up. And there's a value in what you pay for when you give a peace offering. The focus is restored relationships. It's entering into community once again, where something just stopped you connecting. And I always know when I'm not in community with Katrina, because when we walk down the street, we don't hold hands. And we just say, well, I'm not going to hold your hand. You know, you did this and that and whatever. But then you know you've got that community, you've got that relationship restored when you can hold hands. That's a little gauge that we use in our relationship. This morning, we're looking at Jesus, the Lamb of God. And it was John the Baptist who, when he was baptizing in the Jordan, saw Jesus and he said, "Here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And this thought that Jesus is the Lamb of God leads us into this Good Friday, the ultimate peace offering that God made on our behalf. We don't make the offering, he does. We did the offense, but he did the offering. In the Old Testament, a lamb or a goat or a dove or a bull and some animal sacrifice was made as a sin offering. And it used to reconnect the Israelites back in with God. And there had to be a cost involved. And it's restoring that connection with God once again. That at-one-ment, making people at one with God. God's justice is satisfied. His grace is given freely. And getting right with God was a very serious thing. It was very costly. It was a serious business. In fact, the Israelite would come with their offering and he wouldn't just hand the offering, the lamb or the dove, over to the priest. They were to do the sacrifice. The offender or the worshipper had the knife in their hands and they shed the blood of the dove or the lamb or the bull and then handed the animal, dead animal, over to the priest for the priest to do his section. If you read Leviticus, you'll look into some of that. It was very hands-on and it was very earthy and messy as well, as people worshipped and wanted to get in connection with God again. You know, some people think God is this big ogre type person who's he very strict and demanding and wants things done the right way. You shall not do this, you shall not do that. But in reality, if you read the Bible, what the Bible says, God is so loving. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to connect with you. He wants to have relationship with you. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at church at the I am statements, what Jesus said about himself. I am the bread of life. I sustain you. I give you sustenance. I am the good shepherd. I willingly lay down my life for the sheep. That's not someone who wants to push you away unless you tick his box. It's someone who wants to connect. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And yet, he was the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the earth. So, when I think about the Old Testament tabernacle or the temple, people bringing their offerings to God, I see all of us lined up with our own special offering, our own sin offering. We might have a dove, or we might have a lamb or a bull, and we might look at our neighbor and say, oh, you've had a rough couple of weeks, haven't you? You've got something big to offer. I've only got a dove. I've just got this little thing. I'd say, oh, look at them. And you'd all be lined up wanting to connect, reconnect with God. And God's allowed this, graciously allowed it, so that he could commune with his people. Now, I imagine this in my mind's eye, that there's this big long line. Everyone's holding their offering. And then the thought struck me, who's at the end of the line? It's God, the Heavenly Father, with his Son, Jesus Christ. And he's looking down this line and seeing us all with our offerings as if, you know, they just don't measure up. They need to keep doing this every time they sin. But we're going to make this offering, this sacrifice, once for all time. A beautiful thought. The Lord Jesus Christ took our sin very, very seriously, and it was very costly. The rescue plan of God had deep value. Jesus sacrificed himself so that we could enter into community with him. Now, Jesus' crucifixion, as we've heard in the Bible reading, it reveals a lot about what people value. And when we look at it, Pilate, his value base was political survival. Boy, poor Pilate was in a difficult situation. And you could see him ducking and weaving and squirming. And he was in a political survival mode. He was trying to keep everyone happy and keep ahead of the game. But what do you do when Jesus, who you've determined to be innocent and not worthy of crucifixion, what do you do when you've got this Jesus on this side and then a big angry mob, a career-ending mob who want blood and want Jesus to be put on that cross no matter what? And so we see that Pilate said, you take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis of a charge against him. It's easier to get rid of the individual than to put up with the rebellious mob. In effect, Pilate washed his hands of Jesus' blood and said, I don't want anything to do with this. This is above my pay grade almost. And so his mode of operation was, let's ignore the situation. Let's sweep this under the carpet and deal with it, get rid of it, and so we won't need to look at it anymore. Little did he know, the impact of his decision on that day impacted the rest of the world for the rest of time and impacted how we relate with God. Then we see the religious leaders, their value base was power and influence, and they could see that this itinerant preacher was undermining their influence and control over the people. Let's get rid of Jesus at all costs. In fact, how much did it cost them? Jesus' life cost them 30 pieces of silver to get Judas to turn. Their mode of operation was guilt and bullying, yelling and anger and abuse. Kill him. There's no love involved in their operation. Their mode of operation was outright rejection. And so the Jewish leaders insisted, we have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God. Another picture that Parissa read was the soldiers at the base of the cross. They valued Jesus. Well, they valued Jesus' clothes, didn't they? They were more into fashion than into doing what was right. And so the amazing picture is that these guys are at the foot of the cross, gambling away for this seamless garment that would have been quite expensive. While they're down there at the foot of the cross, while the most significant event in history is happening just above their heads, they didn't care about that. They were just distracted by greed and envy. What can I get out of this situation? Their mode of operation was self-gain. What can I get out of this situation, this opportunity that's presented to us? And then we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and his value base is in people and community and wanting to connect with each one of us. To the thief on the cross in other gospels, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. Someone who was a thief and a rebel and insurrectionist, and he was allowed to connect and commune with God, have a relationship restored because of Jesus' acceptance. And then from the cross, Jesus looked down and he saw his mum sitting there with the disciple that he loved. And he cared for his mum even in those last few hours. And he made sure that she was connected in with a family that could care and keep her and look after her. And then everyone, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Their mode of operation for Jesus Christ was love, sacrificial love, a thing that would benefit the whole community, not just for those that were at the cross, but for the whole world. And he was determined to go through with it. Now, I've left my wallet. Does someone have $50 on them that I could borrow? Beck, you are a champion. Oh, right. Well, here is a $50 note, and roughly its value is $50, right? Okay. Now, if I were to offer this to you, I'm not going to, but if I were to offer it to you, who would want this $50 note? Yeah, you'd want it? Yeah, you wouldn't want it? You don't like $50? No? Okay. Well,
All right. What about if I scrunched up this $50 note? Who would want this $50 note now? It's still 50 bucks, right? Yeah. Oh, very good. What about if I threw it on, stomped it underfoot there? It's got my footprints all over it. It's crumpled and it's dirty. Who wants $50 now? Very good. What? That's a deal breaker. All right. Latex gloves are out there. Who wants $50 now? Yeah. Oh, so we've still got people who value $50. The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he's got his gardening gloves. Very good. Oh, I did say at the start I wasn't going to give it, right? I was there. Oh. The Lord Jesus Christ, he sees us like this $50 note. He sees us as valuable. And no matter what life throws our way, whether we feel crumpled or stomped on or snotted all over, no matter what's happened to you through life, he values you and wants to connect with you, commune with you, and have a relationship with you. In John 3:16, it says that Jesus died for the whole world. Jesus died for the pilots who were just interested in self-preservation and political advancement. He died for the Jewish leaders who, even though they rejected God, God saw them as valuable and he wanted a relationship with them. He died for the soldiers at the foot of the cross who were distracted with entertainment and self-gain. He wants to get right with each one of us. No matter what life has thrown our way, God values you and he's offered a way to relate with him because he offered Jesus on the cross. I wondered where that verse went. Christ died once for our sins. An innocent person died for those who are guilty. Christ did this to bring you to God. Christ values each one of us. I just want to do a short prayer while the music team comes up. We're going to celebrate communion, the actualization of Jesus' body broken on the cross, his blood spilled out for us on the cross. We're going to pray and we'll have a song and then we'll come together and remember the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. What an amazing, costly sacrifice, a peace offering made on our behalf. I thank you that you value relationships, you value community, and that you want to have a relationship with each one of us. I pray that you might guide and direct us to enhance that relationship, to accept this sacrifice that you made on our behalf.